Hello, welcome to the Karsh and Anderson radio program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. And behind the glass is Kang, fine producer of this radio show. Thank you so much for being with us on a Tuesday. Scott Anderson, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Doug.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anything exciting on a Monday night in the Gator Casa?
I mean, you know, obviously Tigers are exciting. That's a lot of fun.
They are really exciting.
And I knocked out another three episodes of Suits. I'm not sure how many more I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But the show is, here's the problem. The problem is when you're watching it on Netflix, there's no commercial breaks, which is great, right?
It just rolls right through.
Yeah. But it also shows, you know, when you're watching episodic TV just straight through, it's totally different than movies. Movies, they have these transitions. Now it's just like, it's like one scene to the next, and it's cut so quickly that you can sort of see how ridiculous some of the dialogue and situations are. Like, all these things happen so quickly. You know, you have one scene ending and then with characters, and then it goes to black and it comes right back, and it's a whole other scene with the same characters. It's just kind of funny how it works, but I'm still interested in it.
Okay.
And bunnies are still doing all right. Saw them this morning. Took a quick gander this morning.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. They're moving around a little bit more.
For people who didn't hear, Gator's got some a rabbit or bunnies. You got four baby bunnies in a hole in your yard.
Yeah. They're like a week old.
And they're still in the hole?
Yes. They're still huddled in the ditch together, like a bundle of bunnies, you know, like a little puppy pile. They're literally on top of each other. It's adorable. They still haven't opened their eyes. But I did notice they were more active and twitching and moving their legs, and even maybe a herd of it. One of those.
A little bit of noise.
Yeah. So I was like, that's kind of cool. We'll see how long this lasts, but okay.
Right. Well,
before you start attracting predators.
Did you have it? Because the predators eventually took out all the koi fish in your pond, right?
Yeah.
He's got National Geographic going on in his backyard right now.
Yeah, although I haven't seen any of the herons this year take out the fish, but typically they will come by at some point.
Did you give up on koi?
I haven't added any koi, but there's basically the pond is full of goldfish.
Yeah,
and goldfish are basically koi, but yeah. Various sizes. There aren't many. I don't have big goldfish anymore. I might have one or two that are maybe 5 inches long. Otherwise, they're all like an inch.
One more Gator Wildlife backyard update. Any sightings of Big Boss Man?
No, you know, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that. I have not seen a ton of frogs this year.
Yeah,
I haven't heard a ton of frogs yet this year either.
At one point, Gator had a frog living around the pond
that
he named Big Boss Man.
Well, I mean, deservedly so. That thing was like massive. That was a big old bullfrog. That was big, man.
It was a big, beautiful frog.
That's why I called him Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man.
Deserves respect.
All right, so we mentioned the Tigers right out of the gate, and yeah. This team is so good. This team is so stinking good. And, you know, baseball's a game of numbers and metrics and minutia and war and hard hit percentage and BABIP. Here's the number I like. 24 games over 500.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's
Here's another number that doesn't need much interpretation. 14 games clear of second in the American League Central. Here's another number. 630. That is the winning percentage. I have a little exercise here, okay?
Okay. Going to start the day with some exercise.
Okay, this is like math for you.
All right.
I'm going to start Gator off with a math question.
All right.
So the Pistons, our basketball team, their over under was 24.5 prior to the season.
Mm-hmm.
They won 44 games.
That's right.
Yep. So they were 19.5 games over their expected win total. Are the Tigers currently on pace to exceed that or not?
To exceed the 19.5 games over the expected win total?
Yep.
Let me think. If the win total was supposed to be around, it's a great question because I forget if people thought they'd take this.
We try to ask great questions here.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. Did Vegas think they'd take a step back? And let's say it was around, let's just say for the sake of 82. If they're on pace for 92, it'll be 10 games above. But is it compounded? Because I'll say they're below pace for that.
Below pace. So the Pistons finished 19 and a half games over their Vegas preseason expected win total. You think the Tigers will be less than 19 and a half games over their expected win total?
I say that. Now I'm starting to realize this. Okay, so let's say the win total was 81. Are they on pace to win more than 100 games is really what it comes down to. Wow. Actually, no. I bet. Is it over? Slightly over? Or is it dead on?
So their over-under going into the season was 83 and a half.
So it's like going to be right at.
Meaning that if they were to go 19 and a half games over, that would be 103 wins. Their current win percentage has them coming in at 102.6. 102.4, I'm sorry, 102.4. Rounded down to 102. So right now they are slightly behind doing what the Pistons did, which is figure. But you know what's crazy about that? I went back and looked. Do you know what the Lions' expected win total was?
Going into last year?
Yeah.
Was it 10 and a half?
Exactly. And they finished with 15.
Right.
Lions' expected win total, 10 and a half. Finished with 15. Pistons' expected win total, 24 and a half, finished with 44. Tigers preseason expected win total, 83 and a half. They're on pace to win 102. We've had some teams really exceed expectations around here, haven't we?
How about those Red Wings?
Well, you don't even need to bring them up at this point.
Okay.
I hope their day will come, but in the meantime, we won't.
Yeah.
Unless they give us reason to.
It's crazy to look at this. 24 games above 500 is crazy. Looking and I mean just looking at the numbers, like wow, 58 and 34.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the competition? And then you look at the competition now. Like a week ago, it was Cleveland was in second place. Then Cleveland started losing games. Like they went, I think had a 10-game losing streak. They won last night. But then Minnesota caught up and passed Cleveland. But Minnesota's been 5-5 in the last 10 games. Kansas City is now in second place, tied with Minnesota after going 6-4 in their last 10. Who cares about, I mean, second place is, you guys go ahead and fight for that, and they literally are. All three of those teams have held second place now in the last week. But it's not like they're doing enough to jockey in position to challenge. Like, these teams are all below 500 now. You know, the Kansas City and Minnesota are both 4 games below. The Tigers are 24 games above. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And now 4 wins in a row, 7 of the last 10. They had been playing very mediocre, like fish sticks for a while here. And now they're starting to really kind of reassert themselves as being king of the jungle here in the Central Division.
Yeah, man, just bathe in it, roll around in it, and enjoy it. Tigers, an exceptionally good baseball team right now, and they're getting some exceptionally good play. Look, you and I are always trying to figure, when things aren't working out, we try and figure out, okay, how can they work out? What needs to happen for things to get better? And yet there's a few things that I want to kind of keep in mind, because it's really good right now. Can it stay good is ultimately the question. And we will discuss the sustainability of what this Tiger team is doing next. Let's get to your phone calls and feedback. Lots to like about last night's game, of course, and we'll get into that as well. Here on the Carson Anderson radio program on 97.1 The Ticket.